This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
Violence breeds violence. Repression breeds retaliation. And only a cleansing of our whole society can remove this sickness from our souls. For there is another kind of violence, slower, but just as deadly destructive as the shot or the bomb in the night. This is the violence of institutions, indifference, inaction, and decay. This is the violence that afflicts the poor, that poisons relations between men because their skin has different colors. This is the slow destruction of a child by hunger, and schools without books, and homes without heat in the winter. This is the breaking of a man's spirit by denying him the chance to stand as a father and as a man amongst other men. And this too afflicts us all.
This quote is from a speech by Robert Kennedy in Cleveland the day after the assassination of Martin Luther King. It was recently replayed on the radio as part of the anniversary of Senator King's assassination 50 years ago. That was June 5th, the same date my exhibit Ars Deluz closed here at the Slot Foundation in West Philadelphia. Kennedy's words resonate with me and with the compilation of work I put together here depicting important places to the community of West Philadelphia. The murder of King led to the naming of the now abandoned community center, which is near the intersection of 41st and Lancaster Avenue, because of King's speech that was given to a crowd of 10,000 assembled at the plaza-like intersection a block away. Just as the promise of hope which King represented was so easily suppressed by state violence, so was the hope held in the empowering edifice of the Martin Luther King Living Memorial Center when its political value was no longer needed and its name and King's portrait were stripped from its facade. The epidemic of violence that blankets America has metastasized for generations, and now manifests itself in every corner of our society in some shape or form. In tandem with this growth of violence directed against body and spirit has been the destruction that befalls our community's bricks and mortar. These places, central to our lives and community, and welcoming to people across all backgrounds, are rapidly disappearing from experience and memory. These are places where community, solidarity, and our histories are born and then nurtured. This exhibit gives testimony to places of community in West Philadelphia that have been lost or threatened. I was born and grew up in this part of Philadelphia, and sensed the unique vibe that is different from other corners of the city. West Philadelphia, because of its history of diversity, tolerance, and a range of civic institutions, has generated a distinct culture that is still felt today. The historic infrastructure of West Philadelphia is the vessel holding this culture together. These bricks, stones, and steel frame not just the places which shape our communities, but are proud anchors for our memories and help embed meaning and value to the neighborhoods we experience daily. West Philadelphia has known decline since the Great Depression, but now faces a threat from wealth and speculation. What is most concerning about this entity of wealth that visits the city today is it privileges competition over cooperation, individual gain over history and culture, and most dangerously eschews the democratic process. Like the concentration of power it represents, the cultural space it creates and occupies is also circumscribed. The effects of this power fan out across West Philadelphia, and although it can bring a sense of renewal, its product is one emergent out of corporate concentration, which undoubtedly leads to homogenization and a narrowing of cultural norms. Unless community efforts are not amplified, local character and local entrepreneurship will be lost in this tide of commercial development that will continue to move west. This exhibit presents examples of critical loss to our public and cultural landscape in West Philadelphia. as well as presenting examples of places that are on the cusp of being lost if indifference continues. A third of the exhibit is dedicated to Mount Moriah Cemetery, a historic burial grounds created in 1855 in the rural garden cemetery fashion that was so popular with our Victorian-era ancestors. The cemetery was unique in that restrictions on race and class were not imposed by the management. This cemetery's decline mirrors that of Greater West Philadelphia. It appeared abandoned since at least the 1990s, but was officially closed in 2011. However, volunteers from the community, along with the family members of those at rest on the property, came together in that year and formed a group called the Friends of Mount Moriah. They boldly assumed authority of the 200-acre grounds, and through their autonomous vision and efforts, resurrected the historic cemetery against enormous odds. This exhibit celebrates their courageous stewardship and dedication to community, its history, and most inspiringly, the spirit of cooperation.